Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Car Rides to Better Business. I'm your host, Justin Nagel, and today the topic is meetings and how to run an efficient meeting, which is something that I know I personally have just, you know, dreaded my entire professional career. Going into a meeting, sitting there for 2 hours, not actually accomplishing anything, not having any agenda set before, not having any agenda set after, to-dos after, real obtainable goals. It's more of kind of historically just kind of been a bitch fest a little bit, right? It's just, I'm going to complain about lots of stuff. We're not actually going to resolve anything. We're going to go back to our offices and just do the same things we were doing before the meeting anyways. Maybe you get one or two, you know, glistens and out of it, but generally that's how it works. So we have started operating our meetings a little bit differently, and I'm going to run through those tips for you, and I think that they, I mean, so far they've been really great and keep you really organized, really on pace, and accountable, which is always the key, because accountability, if you don't have any accountability, why do any of this? Why? Okay, so number one, same time, same place, same format. You got to keep it all the same. So if it's going to be Tuesdays at 10 a.m., make sure it's Tuesdays at 10 a.m. every week and in the same place. If it's in boardroom B, Tuesday, 10 a.m., boardroom B. And you're going to follow the same format. And we're going to go over that, and a lot of this rest of these tips kind of give you pieces of those format. But you always want to run it the same, because you want to make sure that you're still pushing through everything you need to get to. And you're, again, holding people accountable, because there's going to be the time to report in from, you know, what you have achieved or what you should have achieved. And then there'll be a time later to talk about the gripes and complaints and issues that you find yourself in. So check that off the list. Ba-bam, right? So I literally checked it off the list as in Asana, because that's who I am as a human being, that I must check things off the list. Okay, tip number two. If they aren't going to be adding anything to the meeting, why are they there? Don't just invite, you know, everybody to a meeting. It doesn't necessarily make sense. If, you know, you have some team players that are just lower down on the list, then they're just going to kind of get directed and told what to do, and they're not actually going to feed anything in or report on, say, if it's leads or if it's sales or if it's client retention or issues or, you know, new ideas through R&D, whatever it is. They don't need to be there. They're going to get the information. You can have a separate meeting. That team leader can have a meeting with them, and they can go over whatever stuff they need to. But in regards to making sure that you and your leadership team, or you and your team of people that are really moving the needle, are on the same page, you don't need them in there. So make sure that that doesn't happen. So, starting on the format. Now, the format is maybe a little different than you've thought about it. Or, you know, if you've thought through meetings and how to make them more efficient, this may be a little bit different than what you have thought. But trust me, again, we've been doing these for a few weeks now, and they are effective. It makes you feel like when you're leaving the meeting that you've really accomplished something. And that's the goal, right? You want to leave a meeting thinking you've accomplished something. So what we do is we start with a little segue, as we call it. And it goes from, hey, what's something good and good news about you personally and professionally in the past week? Something just boom, it gets the juices flowing. You get everybody adding in things, you know, just find a little something about them back and forth. It allows you to, you know, just kind of have that rapport back and forth, right? So that's how we start the meeting. It only lasts 5 minutes max, right? So if you have a small team, it's not going to take you that long. Just bam, right out the gate. All right, after that, you want to run through scorable items. So if you said, this week I'm going to, write a letter to a client to get a referral, write an email to a client to get a referral, that's something that you should either have done or not have done. And you just go through those scorable things and say, okay, I completed that. Awesome, moving along. I didn't complete that. Okay, we're gonna drop that down. That's what we're gonna call it. You drop it down, and you're gonna talk about that issue later in the meeting, not right then, because everything gets all off track. You get all discombobulated. You don't know where you are. You lose your place. All those things happen. What you want to do is just make this quick. So if you are responsible for sales, report on your sales numbers. And there should be a, you know, you hit your number or you didn't, right? So if your sales number is, let's say, 10,000 a week, I don't know, you know, we're just saying, just giving a number. If you hit 11, did you hit your sales number? Yes, 11. Done, moving along. If it's 9, then you say, all right, we're gonna drop that down, because you'll talk about it. It could be just something as, yeah, you know, we just didn't have one client close out, and you know, they're gonna end the beginning of next week, and no big deal, but you tell that later. You don't tell about it now, because it slows the meeting down, and you, again, the format, you gotta keep the format, you gotta keep the process going. So, once you've gone through all of what you're gonna deem as scoreable, again, you know, it's the to-dos that you had, whatever your quarterly goals are, your quarterly rocks, whatever those are going to be, you want to make sure that you say either you're on track, you're off track, or they're complete, which is amazing, right? So if you're on track or if it's complete, no need to talk about it. You know, it could be a, oh, that's awesome if it's complete, but no need to talk about it if it's on track. If it's off track, what are you going to do with it? That's right, you're going to drop it down, because that's what we do. We're gonna keep dropping things down, because that's the only way that you'll not interrupt the meeting on the front end, and you'll be able to talk about it when you think about it later. Alrighty, so once you've run through the scorables, you are gonna have a set amount of time to go through the issues. So issues can be like, you know, this client is really mad, right? That could be something that you wanna put in that issues list. Or obviously all the things that you, we're talking about before, your scorables, they didn't hit. So you may want to talk about those things. And you're going to take that issues list, if it's 10 deep or 50 deep, it doesn't really matter. And you're going to select 3 at a time. You're going to say, we're going to talk about A, B, and H. And those are going to be the ones we talk about. So once you get through, and the key here is you're going to do one at a time. You're going to understand the issue, and then, you know, resolve the issue. You're gonna say, okay, so what can we do? Well, we're gonna make a to-do to fix this problem. Somebody, one person, is gonna be responsible for it. Again, accountability, very important. And once they, you know, say, yep, I'm gonna take care of emailing the client about their concern on the bill, whatever it is, they're in. That is their to-do for this week. They need to make sure they achieve that goal before the next meeting, which would be Tuesday at 10 a.m. in Boardroom B, next week, because it's the same every week, as a reminder. So they would be responsible for that. And it would go in there, and you would have that noted somewhere, if you're going to use Excel sheet, or if you're going to use a tool like Asana, or whatever tool you're going to use. So that's how you would go through those. And then you go through those 3 issues. You know, once you've gone through them, if you've got more time, then go pick 3 more, and then do it that way, and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, right? So we choose 60 minutes of issue, you know, going through issues, and that's what we got. We have 60 minutes to get through them. We can't go over on that, so our meetings are gonna be 90 minutes altogether. 60 minutes of that are gonna be taking care of issues, and you wanna set a timetable, because you want, again, to keep everybody accountable, everybody moving forward, and not just create a bitch fest. You want to make sure that when people are, you know, in the meeting, that they're actually being, you know, useful, important. You know, you want to make sure that you're actually using your time properly. So that's why it's important to say, hey, we're going to go through all these things, and we're going to see how, you know, it's a checkup at first. You look through those scorables. And, you know, after that, then you take care of your issues. And that's how it works. So, bam, running through these. There are 7, and we're through 5, by the way. I didn't mention that earlier. Maybe I should have, maybe I shouldn't. I think if I wrote a blog piece, that's what I would say. It'd say 7 tips of making your meeting more successful. Anyways, I'm not going to get off track. So, once you have gone through that 60 minutes of going through issues, what you want to do then is come back and say, these are all the things I said I was going to do this week. So if you're going to look at your to-dos, and you're going to say, these are the things I need to achieve before next week. Just, you know, run through them together as a reminder. So everybody's clear who's accountable for what, who needs to do what this week, and what should be accomplished by next week. And then once you've done that, the last thing you're going to do is you're going to score your meeting. You're going to go, how effective was this meeting? 1 through 10. 1 being horrible, 10 being amazing. And you score it and you say, I think, you know, in regards to how meetings go and how our meetings go, this is a 7 or this is a 8, and maybe this is a 10. Anything that's not a 10, you want to explain why it's not a 10. Because at the end of the day, you want to make everything a 10 meeting, a meeting that is worth your time to the fullest extent. And that's what's really, really important. So it's crucial that you're scoring it, because then you can look back in the future, you can look and say, oh, you know what, we had a really crappy meeting, let's not do what we did last time. Because you now are being audible and saying, well, it's because, you know, in the beginning of the meeting we went on a tangent about you know, the P&L, even though we should have waited until we got to the issues to go about it. So those are the 7 tips that I have for meetings. And if you have some tips that you would like to share, hit it up in the chat, hit it up on social, and that's justnagle, just.nagle, and that's N-E-A-G-L-E, spelled like beagle, pronounced like bagel. And you could also hit up the website, justnagle.com, and hear this podcast, and what I hope will also include a blog post that should go along with this. All right, well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, or the beginning of your morning, or whatever time you're listening to this. Dun, dun, dun. But until next time, adios.